Hey, it's Andre Gardner. This is your Beatles Minute for the week of July 15th. Man, I started seeing those Facebook posts and I went nuts. What a night it must have been at Dodger Stadium in L.A. Saturday night for Paul McCartney's final show on this leg of the Freshen Up Tour. Of course, when Paul does a final show in L.A., there's always going to be something special. First off, Ringo comes out and joins Paul for the Sgt. Pepper reprise, Helter Skelter. And then Joe Walsh steps out, Ringo's brother-in-law, and together they perform the end. Of course, it's all over Facebook and social media. What magic at Dodger Stadium, and what a way to wrap up the Freshen Up Tour. A few weeks back, we mentioned that the Beatles' first signed contract was up for auction, and it sold at Sotheby's for $347,000. Pretty much where they predicted it would fall. A little out of my range, though. And thanks to the movie yesterday, five Beatles tracks are back on the charts, according to Billboard. Here Comes the Sun, Let It Be, Yesterday, Hey Jude, and Come Together have re-entered on the top 20 hot rock songs. Truly an incredible feat. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of July 15th. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.